Let's say a young man wants to take out a young girl. He says, he wants to know if he can take her home. How would you, how do you think he would ask her, you know, can I take you home? How would he ask her that?
Well, may I take you home?
Okay. The opposite of push is?
Pull.
All right, the opposite of pull is?
Push.
Yes, I'm saying louder.
Push.
Okay. If you carry a very heavy suitcase a long distance, you say, gee, I carried it and I had to blank that thing for a long time.
Had to park it for a long time.
No, then you're carrying something. See, and you're
set it down.
But you're carrying it now. You have a sack of groceries and you didn't have a car, so you had to pick it up and you had to take it home, and so and you had to, and you say, well, gee, I had to blank that a long
way. I had to carry these groceries a long ways.
What's another way of saying carry? That's right.
Tote.
Okay. I
hate that word.
A child touches something hot and you want to tell them, you know, not to do that. What do you say to them?
Don't touch that, it's hot.
Okay. If I wanted you to, no, excuse me, let me start off. If you wanted me to give you this glass, what would you say to me?
Please give me that glass.
What's another way of saying give me this
glass? Hand me the glass.
All right. What if I were to go over to the other side of the room and you were to say, you know, come over and give me the glass, how would you say that?
Bring me the glass. Bring the glass back to me, or bring me the glass.
All right. All right. There's something on a football field where they kick the football through. What's that thing called?
Gate post. No.
Gate post. What's another word for it? It's a big old what?
I know it doesn't come to me right now. I know it's because I know my name.
All right. Let's go. Use
here.
These words in connection with catch. You throw a ball and ask somebody to blank.
Catch it.
I threw the ball and he blanked.
Caught it.
I have been fishing for trout, but I haven't blanked.
I haven't caught anything, any.
All right. What about the word goalpost?
Mm-hmm. That came to me, that goalpost.
All right. Let's meet in town. Finish this up. Excuse me. Let's meet in town. If I get there first, I'll blank.
I'll call you.
Indicating, though, that you know, that you'll stay there until I get there.
I'll wait until you get here.
All right. Someone's done something wrong, and you say, well, I don't know. I might give you another
chance.
All right. Someone's got a smile on his face and a pleasant word for everybody. You say he seems in good
humor.
You want to fire a hired man. What do you say? You want to what with him?
Fire him.
What's
Let him
way?
Go.
What's another way?
Dismiss him.
All right, let's use another one. A salesman comes to the door and he keeps knocking and everything. You say, oh, I wish I could, what?
Dismiss you, get you out of my way.
What
Put
about...
Put you in jail.
What about getting rid of?
Getting rid of you.
Okay. All right, finish this sentence. He didn't know what was going on, but he blanked. He knew it all.
He thought he knew it all.
What's another way of saying he thought he knew it all? He, what?
Guessed he knew it all?
If he, you know, actually did it, though. If he, what? He acted as
if he knew it all.
All right. Someone took some of your pencils, and what's a slang word you might use? You might say, who blanked my pencil?
Who stole them?
All right. All right, you've forgotten something, and you say, well, I had forgotten that, but now I...
Remember.
All right. Or the opposite, you might say, well, you must have a better memory than I do.